So not only do we see a physical bodily resurrection unto eternal life of the redeemed in Christ, which is, again, we're going to see the first resurrection, and I'll talk about the different groups of those going to be redeemed that are going to be a part of this first resurrection. These are of the redeemed. Everyone understand that the first resurrection is the redeemed in Christ. The resurrection of the righteous, I think Jesus said in Luke 14. The resurrection of the righteous. And how are we righteous? Yeah, through the imputed righteousness of Christ. We also see a physical bodily resurrection of the wicked dead unto eternal judgment. They are the rest of the dead that John is referencing in verse 5 of Revelation chapter 20. Everybody following me? The rest of the dead did not come to life until the 1,000 years were ended. So he sees a group of people at the beginning of the tribulation, or the millennial reign, who have been resurrected and received their bodies. 1,000 years goes by, and he says, these are the rest of the dead, and they did not come to life until the 1,000 years were ended. Where they are being kept, where today? In Sheol, Hades, right? That place where the wicked dead go to await, their souls await their bodily resurrection. They will be resurrected bodily, and they will stand before God at the great white throne judgment, and they will be judged. And they will be cast into the lake of fire, which the scripture says is the second death, which we'll talk more about here briefly. And so they will not come to life until the 1,000 years is over. So we have two resurrections being described here, separated by 1,000 years. Not too difficult to understand, right? It's pretty simple. John calls the resurrection of the righteous the first resurrection. First is which can be used of time, first, earliest, or it can describe relative priority. Foremost, chief, most important of all. That's what the word can be used as in the Greek. The various individual resurrections which make up the category of the first resurrection all precede the second resurrection in time. It is also the chief or the foremost resurrection. It is the better resurrection because participation in the first resurrection indicates that a person is saved and participates in the blessings of God's earthly kingdom. That's why John will go on to say, right, blessed and holy is the one who shares in this first resurrection. Blessed and holy. So there are, as you know, if you read the Bible and you read it systematically, you read it from beginning to end, which I encourage you to do, okay? There are several different resurrection events. I'm not going to go through all of them. We could spend 2 days talking about all this stuff, but for the sake of time, we'll only be here another 2 hours. Amen. I'm only kidding. 15 minutes. There are several different resurrection events which transpire in history, each of which falls into one of two categories, right? First resurrection and the second resurrection, that one happening at the end of the millennial reign of Christ. All but the last resurrection make up the first resurrection. These are all the resurrections of the redeemed. Christ was the first man to rise, right, in the category of the first resurrection, was he not? What does Paul tell us in 1 Corinthians 15? I'll go there, 1 Corinthians 15, verses 20 through 24. It says, but in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For as by a man came death, by a man has come also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, so also in Christ shall all be made alive. But each in his own order, Christ the first fruits, and then at his coming those who belong to Christ. Then comes the end when he delivers the kingdom to God the Father after destroying every rule and authority and power. So in this passage, Paul describes two, possibly three, resurrection events. First, he describes the resurrection of Jesus Christ, right? And then he describes the church at his coming in the rapture. And possibly, he talks about all the other believers at his physical second coming in the judgment. So now you and I know from the teaching of 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, what does Paul say there? The church was beginning to worry about those who had died in Christ, and Paul wants to reassure them that, look, the dead will rise in Christ, right? And then we understand what he's saying, and then those who remain will follow. Now, rapture, again, is the Latin, It's not in your English Bible, but the word harpazo is the Greek. It is a catching away. That is in the English Bible. The church is going to be caught away. That is going to happen whether you believe it or not. Why is it going to happen? And everybody said what? Because the Bible says so. And some Christians even laugh at you. You believe in that rapture? Yeah, I believe in it. Do you believe in the Bible? Now, we can argue about when it's going to happen, but it's going to happen. It is going to happen. God's people are going to be raised from the dead, and we are going to, like the song we sing, we are going to fly away. We're going to fly away. Okay, so when it happens, I don't care. We're going. I believe it's going to happen before the wrath comes. I'm hoping. But I'm going to be ready one way or another. I'm going to die fighting. So we see the church being taken up there, right? And then we see again all these saints, the tribulation saints. We see the Old Testament saints. These are groups of the redeemed. These are all going to be raised up at his physical second coming in judgment, which again includes the tribulation saints that we read about in Revelation 6 and Revelation 7, and the Old Testament saints. And where do I get that from? Well, the Old Testament. Daniel chapter 12, verses 1 through 3 says, "And at that time shall arise Michael, the great prince who has charge of your people, and there shall be a time of trouble such as never has been since there was a nation till that time. But at that time your people," who are Daniel's people? Israel, right? Yeah. It's not you and me. We can't put ourselves in the text there. "But at this time your people shall be delivered, everyone whose name shall be found written in the book, and many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to what? Everlasting life, the first resurrection, and some to shame and everlasting contempt," the second part. So you see, the Old Testament, speaking of Old Testament saints, the Jews, all right, they were going to be raised. One commentator says of that passage that I just read, he says the true rendering of Daniel chapter 12, verses 1 through 3 is in connection with the context. In connection with the context is, and he says, quote, "At that time, many of thy people shall awake," or be separated, "out from among the sleepers in the earth dust. These who awake shall be unto life everlasting, but those who do not awake at that time shall be unto shame and contempt everlasting." So the most renowned Hebrew doctors render it, and the best Christian exegetes. End of quote. So an examination of Scripture reveals a number of individual resurrection events separated in time, all of which fall into, again, one of two categories: the resurrection of life, which John calls the first resurrection, and the resurrection of condemnation, which we'll call the second resurrection, just for the sake of clarity. Am I being clear? Is everyone confused? Everyone got this so far? The first resurrection consists of several sequential resurrection events which are treated as a single category: the raising of all who are redeemed, and the resurrection which follows the millennial kingdom will consist of the raising of the wicked dead. And I'll conclude with this as the worship team comes back up. This verse 6: "Blessed and holy is the one who shares in the first resurrection." Okay, the first resurrection is the redeemed. From the Old Testament saints to the church, to the saints that we see in the tribulation. They share in this first resurrection. He says, "Over such the second death has no power, but they will be priests of God and of Christ, and they will reign with him for 1,000 years. This is a wonderful promise of blessing, is it not, for those who partake in the first resurrection? This is one of seven unique blessings found in the book of Revelation for the righteous. Revelation 1:3 says, He who reads and those who hear the words of this prophecy, right? Blessed are the dead who die in the Lord during the part of the tribulation. That's Revelation 14:13. Revelation 16:15 says, "Blessed is he who watches and keeps his garments." Revelation 19:9 says, "Blessed are those who are called to the marriage supper of the Lamb." Revelation 20, verse 6, blessed is he who takes part in the first resurrection. Revelation 22, 7, blessed are those who keep the words of this prophecy. Revelation 22, 14, blessed are those who do his commandments. And another word for blessing or blessed is what? Happy. Happy. Happy is he who keeps the words of this prophecy. Happy those who do his commandments. Seven blessings for the righteous in the book of Revelation. For those who are going to obey, for those who are going to keep God's word, for those who are going to endure, a blessing of happiness is the promise. It says they are blessed and they are holy. They are happy and holy, right? They are separated. And so again, there's something about happiness coming from holiness, right? Happiness is holiness. Another way of saying it. To live a holy life. Not a perfect life, but a holy life, a separated life. A life that people look and say, you know what, that's different. So when we come in and do wedding ceremonies, you say, you know what, that's different. That's different than anything I've ever seen. Because it's different because this is what God has designed it. Or when we go and do things, people are going to say, look, they're separate, they're different, they're holy. Right? Blessed and holy, it says, because they will be priests of God and of Christ. What do priests do in the Old Testament? Right? They were ministering agents, right? They represented God before the people, and they represented people before God. You and I are going to be priests to God in a world that's going to be replenished with people. And you and I are going to take part as priests. Amazing, isn't it not? I'm glad someone's excited besides me. Priests of God and of Christ reigning with him for 1,000 years. This is the third time in Revelation we've seen the promise given to the saints, right? Meaning that they will reign with Christ as priests. This is the third time we've seen it. Revelation 1:6, Revelation 5:10 in here. We will reign with Christ. We will reign as priests with Christ. The second death has no power over those who are found in the Lord Jesus Christ. You remember, back in Revelation 2, Christ promised the overcomers of the church at Smyrna, the persecuted church, by the way, they were persecuted. His promise to them, right? They experienced martyrdom, but he said that they would not be hurt by the second death. What is the second death, right? The second death is the destiny of those who are not written in the book of life. Revelation 20:14 tells us about the second death. It says, then death and Hades were cast into the lake of fire. Death and Hades, right? All those in Hades are going to be resurrected. They're going to have their resurrected bodies. They're going to stand before God on the great white throne judgment. And everything in there is going to be cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. This is eternal separation from the Jesus Christ. In a conscious, eternal separation. That is the second death. Of course, anyone not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Revelation 21:8 says, but the cowardly, the unbelieving, the abominable, murderers, sexual immorals, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. So everyone understand these two resurrections. Everyone understand these are bodily, physical bodily resurrection. The first one is going to be all the redeemed that consist of the Old Testament saints, that consist of the raptured church, that consist of the tribulation saints, different time periods, different intervals. Jesus made that clear, 1 Corinthians 15. There's an order to all of this, but they consist of the first resurrection. You and I will be a part of that, Lord willing. Praise God. And the second resurrection is for all of the wicked dead, as they'll be raised up in their bodies and they will be judged and cast into the lake of fire. Anybody have any questions? Stand, please.